sorry. My name is Baba Joe Calvin, and I got to give you a little advertisementification about this show, which is made by City People. Now, this City People show feature pictures of pigs having sex with humans. So if you done not like that, you done not listen to it. This show be no good. If you has done got children, they guns to be traumatized from this show. If you done been to children, well, watch out, because this show gonna scare you away. It's gonna scare you away, tell you. And to everybody else, well, this show be made by City People. Ain't done be none good for nobody. Now you've been advertisified.
Welcome to BDO Radio, everyone. I'm your host, Budweiser, and this is October 8th, year 2007, show number 20. Now, a lot of you are wondering, man, it's been a long time since BDO haven't done any recorded shows. Yes, that's right. And it's been even longer since Nick Montoya has not been on. About 10 shows ago, actually, exactly 10 shows ago, last summer, we organized a recorded event for Nick Montoya's departure from BDO. Nick Montoya announced that he was going to go live in BC, which is a province in Canada across the country from where we are, and he was going to go there for an undetermined period of time. We didn't really know if he was going to come back or not, or if he was going to come back, how long was it going to take for him to come back. So we arranged a farewell event, leaving the door open, obviously, for his return. And people, the undetermined amount of time is over. It was a little over a year. Nick Montoya is back on the East Coast. He's with me in the studio making his big return at BDO. Mr. Montoya.
What's up, people? I'm back. I'm back in full effect. In BDO Studios right here in Montreal with my man Budweiser right there.
Now, Nick, you've been away on the West Coast for a little over a year now. People, we're missing you a lot on BDO. In fact, the last survey I made, the response was incredibly positive about your return. People wanted you back. And now that you're back at home, back on your home coast, in your hometown, with your home friends and so forth, I mean, how you feeling, man?
So yeah, my trip to the West is done. I'm back in the East. I'm loving it. I've been back for...
The East Coast, yo!
Not that I don't like the West Coast. So I'm planning on staying here for a while.
For a while? What's a while?
At least a few years. I'm thinking maybe 3. 4. We'll see how it goes, right? You never know with me.
Yeah, no. You might decide one day, the grass was greener in BC.
Oh, no. That's done.
Nick,
gosh, chat.
I'm going to ask you to take over the airwaves, talk about whatever you can talk about of your trip.
All right. So, yeah, I went to BC, had some fun there. It was all right. Could have been better, though. I mean, the women there are great. Don't get me wrong. To all the BC women listening right now, or might listen to this recorded show one day, I love you. My Johnson loves you, too. Anyway... That was on another subject. Now, yeah, I went over there for work, worked for a bit, chilled for a bit. Last summer was a bomb, though. I mean, for one small incident. But everything else was great. I mean, I had fun, went boating. I did water ski for the first time. Well, it was, yeah, water ski. I was going to try wakeboarding, but then I kind of didn't want to do it because I was drunk. So I decided not to. But I went tubing. Now tubing, that's another experience. That's fun.
What's tubing?
They put you on a big rubber tube in the back of a boat that goes like 70 miles an hour. Ooh. And you just hang on to dear life while the guy just flings you around. And when you hit the water though, it hurts sometimes. I mean, if you don't hit it right,
ah.
It hurts. But it's fun. I mean, especially when you're half cut. You got a life vest on, you know, you're sure not to drown. you just hold on and just have to...
Okay, but the tubing, the behind the boat thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you tied up to a rope.
I've done that before. That's fucking sick, man.
Yeah.
Because what my driver was doing is he'd do circles.
Yeah, and then hit the waves.
And then hit the middle waves. That's crazy,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, that was
it's
great.
It's like, holy shit, it's coming up!
It was fucking great. And, yeah, you don't want to do it too drunk because it's... can't hold on for long.
Yeah, no, exactly.
The best is sober. Sober, you can do it for a while and then you just enjoy. Or you try doing it while drinking a beer. I tried that. That was a waste of beer.
Oh, yeah, no, exactly. No, you don't try to do it while drinking beer.
The challenge is to drink as much as you can.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, and you're holding on with one hand and you're drinking your beer with the other. And you're trying to hold on and you can feel your grasp just letting go.
Just slowly,
it's just
slowly
gliding.
Going.
And you just, and you keep trying to reach back on. And the moment you do a sudden move to try to hold on better, that's when you just.
That's when
you just, woo!
Woo! Oh, my beer! Mm-hmm.
And that's the first thing that comes to mind, too.
My beer!
My beer!
Who's in my beer?
How much weed do you have left?
Left weed? I have more weed. Don't worry.
Oh.
Don't worry.
I know.
The supply. No, I'm hiding out for myself, for fuck's sake. If you're wondering, it's for me, not for you.
Okay.
I can leave a bag of weed with Nick Montoya in the room. Oh, yeah. This is not true with everybody, but with me, I can leave a bag of weed in the room, 2 ounces of weed on the table, and walk away and go to sleep and come back, and he will not even have looked at the fucking 2 ounces.
I might as well roll the little joint.
Yeah, you never did that to me, really. Except when you were 17,
no,
and I won't forget that one. My bong hit pile was strangely, every time I turned around, getting smaller. Did you have another hit? Yeah, just one. In my head, that looks more like four.
Yeah, but I'm honest about it.
You're not honest. I might have had a little hit. More like
yeah,
four
well, it was a little hit.
No, more like four hits. Like three quarters of my pile is gone. I'm like, you're kidding me. You reshaped it so it looked like what it was initially, but it's tinier.
That was my mind. That's
I know, you were bad back then. I even watched you, like, not to steal objects, I swear. But I think it's in 2003, we got together a few times. Yeah. That's where I noticed, man, I can leave $600 on the table. He's not going to even touch it.
No, not if it's someone.
Not with me. Not
oh,
with
anybody,
me.
Anybody that's actually, you know, my friend or
exactly.
Someone, you know, someone I trust myself with $600.
Yeah.
Like, I know I could do that with a lot of my... I know some of my friends I couldn't. I know it would be...
And you probably return the favor?
Yeah, and it'd be... It wouldn't be like... They wouldn't take a large amount of it, but they'd probably take it, you know, a 20 off the top. Just, you know, oh, he won't notice 20 gone.
You do not have marijuana?
No, I do not.
Ah, oh, bastard. He forgets his money, his weed,
no,
his
no,
gas,
the
his
weed,
shoes.
No, the weed I smoked.
Oh, he doesn't forget the weed.
No, the weed I
he just smokes it up.
Actually, I had a joint, but I like I told you, it was an accident on the road.
Oh, traffic.
Well, I ran out of cigarettes, and I was getting really... Really, like I had that, you know that.
You're like, I have to smoke something. All
one,
I have is weed.
No, that, you know that one cigarette, because I always.
Champ.
Bones.
Maneuver. Keep talking. I'll go.
You know that little, because here, in Canada, well, in the East Coast, we roll with tobacco. When I roll weed. I don't know how you guys do it. That's how we do. So you know, you always had that one cigarette with the tip gone.
Yeah.
Well, that one was in my car, and I was saving it. I'm like, you know, I know later I want a cigarette, you know. And I get there and shit, and I get into the traffic, and I'm like, fuck, already I'm stressed, you know. I can see this fucking long line of cars, and it's not moving. Like, it's moving, but inches at a time. Anyways, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay, fuck it, I light the cigarette. And already it was a regular, so it wasn't a king size. So already there, it was like...
It's already missing good
man.
Pieces.
I lit it in like two puffs, it was gone. That's how stressed I was, you know? I'm like, fuck, I don't want to be stuck in this fucking trap. And, anyways, after the cigarette, I sat there for like 5 minutes, not knowing what to do. Listening to Shom. And... So, that's because... That's another thing. The song that came on.
I knew it. That was predictable.
Oh man, it was fucking. What was the song? What's it called, man? It's Sun Man.
What is that?
I don't know. It's a good song. Anyways, I like it. Because me and my dad used to, he loves that song. I have to ask him who sings it. anyways, every time he puts that song on, like, he doesn't smoke weed. He doesn't. Like, he used to smoke a lot.
But he wants to smoke weed when that song comes on.
When that song comes on, it's like, he doesn't tell me what, you know, he just says, oh, good memories. And he, you know, pass me a joint, light a joint, roll a joint, something like that. And he'll take 2 puffs or 3 puffs out of it and then let me
finish it.
Yeah, the first time he did that, I rolled a big one, you know, I'm like, oh, my dad's not smoking me again. It's been a while. And he takes 2 puffs and leaves me with this fucking cannon to smoke by myself.
Because he wasn't going to get had by your strategy.
Anyway, so now I know. Now I know that when that song comes on, or that one, or any Pink Floyd song. Actually, there's one in particular. And that he fucking talks about all types of fucking comfortably numb.
Oh, yeah.
That song. Every time, like, he'll go and he'll put that song on the playlist on the computer.
Yeah.
And then when it comes on, he's like, oh, I remember that one acid trip. Oh, I remember that one thing we did in the 70s.
I think everybody thinks Pink Floyd was on acid when they jammed because they were on acid when they listened to the music. These guys were on acid, man.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe they're the smart ones. They fooled you. They knew the strategy.
That's right.
Because when you're on shrooms,
music.
Anybody you talk to, you'll think they're on shrooms too. So Pink Floyd is a good psychedelic music. So they're like, man, they communicate they're on shrooms too. Or, man, they're on acid too.
They were on all types of drugs that night.
Yeah. Whatever we took, they took too.
That's right. They must have been on speed, coke, ecstasy, acid, fucking hash.
Dude, don't say it out loud, man. We're gonna have the fucking brigade over here busting the place, man. And anyways, if I have an overdose, I don't want you listing everything I have in my blood. Come on!
Trust me, they'll know. The fucking... The nurse
will... out my veins.
The nurse will be like, hey, I could sell this shit right here.
I could sell this fucking blood.
This could go in the same pile as fucking Keith Richards' blood.
Hey, you know what? They kicked in almost simultaneously, you and me. Yeah, the shrooms just freshly kicked in and are rising now. I think we're going to have plenty in our blood. So far, I'm going to be very satisfied. Possibly an hour from now, I'll have another branch or two, but I won't eat it like chips like I did the last few times I went camping. I'm going to have to roll a joint next because we're going to be out of cigarettes, and I don't want to go to the dep right away.
Take was a that the last break. One?
Mm-hmm.
That's the last one.
That's the last one. Then we got this. Oh. You want to smoke this? You get the idea.
At one point, I will, though.
No. We're going to go before it gets to that, but... Fuck, man, why didn't I buy a pack of cigarettes when I was there?
I was thinking about it, then seeing the cop that just threw me away.
Ah, man!
No, I'm sorry.
You know what?
I get...
You did perfectly. He stared you because of the fucking way you wear your cap. Take that fucking thing off.
Oh, no, listen.
You look like I know it's a prejudice, but cops will look at you with your crooked cap and go, fucking little. It's exactly what he did. But you know what? Then you open the door for him, he's like, oh.
He wasn't expecting that.
No. He was like, oh, thank you.
Oh, man. No, I...
Anyways, those cops, the worst is, you remember what force the guy who got us from Quebec was.
Yeah.
That force. So I respect them like... Yeah. I treat them all the same way. It's like,
I don't
sir,
like them.
You have passage.
I don't like them. I just don't want them to pay me attention.
The SQ's fine.
I don't care.
The SQ are actually...
SQ,
I dealt with them
FQ.
Twice.
EQ.
Look,
EQ.
I had a little run-in with another car a while ago.
DQ.
EQ.
DQ.
DQ.
Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen. No. SQ. Oh. Anyways. Yeah, I had a little run-in with a car once, and I received a letter a bit after. They're like, you did a hit and run. I'm like, I didn't know I hit the person. They're like, just... come bring your car. We're probably not going to do anything about it anyway, even if we're in damage. So I show up there, no damage on the car on top of that. So they're like, oh, okay. So we're going to give you a piece of paper. And go write down your story on a piece of paper. We'll take that and we'll probably file it.
See, me, I,
It's so calm over there.
I know, but I have this problem. It's kind of a... I don't know. I think it's a psychological thing. I don't talk to cops. I don't write things for cops. Even if I was the victim, I don't think I could ever write a statement. I don't think I'd be able to.
Fuck, man, I can write 5 statements.
See, that's bad. That's...
That is like, and...
Yeah, but see...
I highlighting this point, but in my defense, I will highlight another point.
But if you had... See, that makes you think that if you had to write a statement about me, you would.
What? About you doing something.
Anything. Anything.
If I get cornered...
The best thing with cops, there's one thing to do, and only one. You don't...
Shut up.
You keep your mouth shut, and you wait for your lawyer.
Yeah, but that wasn't cops anymore. That was the detectives at that
point. Same shit.
No.
Yeah.
Detectives are a different class. They're a bit...
They're cops.
Anyway, it's the way they accommodated me and said, you know what, this whole story is going away.
Listen, that's the way
just
they work.
Just make it go away because you're wasting our time.
That's the way they work. They make you feel comfortable and friendly and then they fuck you up the ass.
No, but they didn't fuck me up the ass. The lady reads my statement, comes back.
If you had one...
Says, I read your statement. You know what? We could actually charge the other guy for something, so we're going to let it all down.
If you had one scratch of paint or anything,
like, they would have probably
fucked you up the ass.
Bothered.
And they wouldn't even bother putting lipstick on you.
Put lipstick.
Oh no! See, because they don't care. They don't care about lipstick.
They just sag the whole. What about the KY? At least, you know, not to hurt too much.
They don't know. They never heard about the shit.
Ah, shit!
Raw.
Ain't never heard about that shit?
No, that's raw ass fucking.
Oh.
They give you a third degree. Like, listen, I've dealt with cops before.
What, you've had raw ass fuckings?
It landed me a year and a half at the big school.
The big school.
I had to go to the big house. But that was another life, another story. Some other time.
What, did you get jail raped or something?
No.
Okay.
Only see, that's in Canada? Maybe in... I don't know about the state. I never done time in the States. In Canada, the only person that gets ass raped are rats, fags, child molesters, and rapists.
Yeah, rapists deserve it though.
Because you have to think that the people doing time, even the lifers, you know, they're there for 25 years. They have families.
They probably have more common sense than the rapists.
They have families out there.
Exactly.
They have daughters. They have wives, and they can't do anything. And they know that in Canada, a pedophile won't get more than 18 months.
Whew.
You know.
So they fucking rape the fucker.
You know, an eye for an eye. And they don't think, you know, they don't enjoy it. And it's not always dick fucking, eh? It's whatever they could grab sometimes. I mean, I heard stories in there about this fucking pedophile. They fucking raped with a broomstick for an hour and a half. A broomstick. A broomstick.
Okay, like, I can imagine, like, the...
And never mind the KY, all right? A little spit on the end, and that's all, you know? And the guard was standing outside the door.
Oh, shit.
Okay, because guards, they have daughters. They have wives out there, too. They don't like pedophiles. They don't care much for them. They try to put them in general population so that they get fucked up.
Yeah.
Okay, a rapist... It'll pass a little better than a child molester. You still get fucked up, though.
Fuck yeah. They beat your ass down.
Oh,
yeah.
Wife beaters are the same thing. But before they beat a wife beater, they have to know what exactly happened. Because, you know, sometimes... You know, girls, how they work.
Yeah.
He hit me. We've seen it thousands of times on Cops. Okay, the girl wants him out. She's furious, wants him arrested. He hit me. He hit me, hit me, hit me. It's not always how it works, though.
Not true that.
Sometimes they're just angry and just they'll slap themselves so they have a red mark on their face.
Fucking bastards.
There's no wrath like a woman's wrath.
They ain't no wrath.
That's right.
All right. I think we're gonna stop with the frightening shit. I think we've run out of shit to talk about in this segment. What do you think? Anyways, but we're gonna resume this talk in the third segment of the show. Now, I'm not sure. I haven't even thought up what I was gonna do for the second segment yet. Look, it's show number 20. It's a really big one, so it's probably gonna be something big. So stay tuned. Keep on listening. We'll see you in the third segment.
VideoRadio.com.
Some fucked up shit, man.
Hello, and I'm your host, Dick Longfellow, and welcome to the Night Shift. It's really, really late at night now. Late enough to have our first guest over. Our first guest is a masturbationologist, a specialist on masturbation. And as... What are you doing?
I'm masturbating with my microphone while talking.
Yuck. That's not what I said. I said we were going to talk about masturbation on the microphone.
Well, look, it's kind of cool anyways. It's going to be great for the listeners.
No, that's actually really gross. Get the hell out of here. Hey, get out of here.
Oh, come on.
Man. Wait, stop rubbing on me, man. What are you doing? Why is there so many sheep around you, man? Why is there so many sheep?
Because, man, I'm like a shepherd, man, you know? But I'm a shepherd from space, man.
What do you mean you're a shepherd from space? You're on Earth, man. Why didn't you come to a concert with your freaking sheep, man?
Man, because I'm from space and I, like, don't know about this planet and stuff. And I'm also, like, a president and stuff. And, like, yeah, man.
Dude, man, you're really, like, what's that you're holding in your hands in front of you?
Man, that's like my love toy. You know what I'm saying? It's really good, man.
Man, that's a rabbit. Ooh, it's bleeding. It's dead, man. You're fucking... Oh, you killed it with your penis, man. That's fucking nasty, man.
Man, it's okay, man. I just, you know, like normal. You know what I'm saying? It's like okay, man.
Listen, I am trying to smoke my Indian hashish and listen to this music. Can you stop fucking your bunnies and fucking around?
Man, no, man. I'm enjoying it too much, man. And anyways, I'm from space. I don't know any better, man.
You're fucking a dead rabbit, man. What's wrong with you? You actually killed a rabbit with your penis.
Man, I know, but it's, like, really difficult. Man, look, man, I like fucking my rabbit so much. You know, if I place myself, line myself up with the eye socket like this. You know, look, man, it's really simple, man. All I have to do is this. And sometimes the rabbit farts, man, in the process, you know, because you're, like, squeezing the gas out of it, man, you know?
Man, that's fucking gross, man. Stop doing this. It's absolutely disgusting, man. God damn it, it even stinks, man. Oh, God.
Please help me, man. This is disgusting. I'm going to... this is gross. Man, stop this shit, man.
I'm going to show you how to treat your sheep. I've been shaving sheep for years, mate. I'm going to show you how to shave your sheep. You take this clipper here. And you shave it, and then you can make sweet love to them. It's just like if it was a warm little 12-year-old woman. Because I've had a lot of those, too. You want to try with me, mate?
Man, look, man, I'm fucking the eye socket of my bunny, man, because I'm, like, from space. And I don't know what you're talking about, man. I don't think I understand your language, dude.
Man, I think you're disturbed in the head. Hey, you want to spin-rose that bunny rabbit?
Man, sure, man. I've been waiting for that all along. Look, I enlarged a big bloody hole in the back. You can fuck that end, and I'll keep fucking this end, man.
Oh, sure, that sounds great. Let's do that.
Man. Here, I'm done, man. You can have the rest, man. It's, like, all yours, man.
Oh, thank you, man. I'm done too now. Oh, that was really good.
I know, man. It's like, you have no, like, sheep, it's like they're alive, man. The bunnies, it's like they're alive at the beginning, and then they're, like, not alive anymore. I don't know why, man. No.
Man, listen, man, this is gross, man. Can you guys, like, get away from me? I'm trying to listen to this concert. Have you guys completely forgotten that you're at a fucking concert, man?
Man, it's okay, man. Relax and enjoy. So, look, okay, I'm done. We're both done with this bunny, man. So, you want to try this bunny, man? You know, it's like you're going to see.
Can you flush your cum out of there before I try that?
Sure, man. Here you go.
Okay, now what do? I put it like this?
Yeah, man. Just like that. And then, yeah, that's it. And then you just thrust it in. That's right.
That seems pretty damn interesting. Hey, I can't get my cock out of this.
This is the first time I film with a digital camera.
Do you see your pupils?
My pupils? I didn't see my pupils. Oh, shit. They're completely dilated.
Me too.
Holy shit.
I want to do some more.
The guy notices he's totally fucked up, and first thing he says is, I want some more. Yeah, you know what? I regret not having bought more beer either.
I know, I told you.
No, but you know what? That's gonna be good for me.
Yeah. Me too. I gotta work in the morning.
Fuck, man, you're like in another world right now.
It's not hard work. It's not really.
It's rolling.
It's not really hard work.
Yeah.
It's just, it's always the same thing, you know, and it's 150 cases I gotta do tomorrow.
Fuck.
Well, not tomorrow, by Sunday. So I'll probably be working most of the night tomorrow, too.
150 cases of pumpkins?
Yeah.
You gotta sell 150 cases?
No, they're sold.
I'll go in night mode.
They're sold.
Oh, they're sold. What do you? Oh, you gotta haul them.
No, I gotta pack them. It's in command. It's an order. The guy every year. My cousin's been doing that for 5 years. Every year, the guy buys. So he made an order of 150 cases of pumpkins, airbrushed.
Hey, wait a minute, fucking thing. Oh, there we go.
So that means.
Remember these?
Oh.
You love the light.
So that means you don't want to. You don't know. No, what was it? That means my cousin's got to paint airbrushed. She's got airbrush about, what, there's 12 by cases, so 150 by 12. I can't count.
Fuck that
and
shit.
And you know how fast I am with money.
Yeah.
I can't count right now.
Oh, shit. This is our first shroom footage in forever.
Oh, you can't even call that a shroom footage. We did a fucking quarter grand.
Yeah, no, but it's still shroom footage.
Tiny.
Counts as shroom footage.
Tiny shroom footage.
It's not... It's,
weak.
Okay.
Weak is the word.
But our first trip on video, Friday the Shroomteenth, was also weak.
We're not walking very fast.
No, I know, huh? We're supposed to be doing a show right now. We're actually on a show break, believe it or not.
And we're walking to the store for cigarettes because we're both about to die.
Yeah, about to die is the proper word. You know what's funny? We walked out of our apartment, of our apartment, that's like back in the days. We walked out of the apartment and we took the show with us.
Yeah,
a little compact device.
You're with us.
Yes, you're with us. This is like a taped interlude. We're going to have another break because of our break. Okay, people are going on break and we're going to play what we did on the last break.
Yeah.
Is it working now?
Yeah, it's recording.
Okay, but do you see a picture there?
Yeah, it picked.
Oh, okay.
The button's right here, see? There's another one.
Stop doing that! Here, take a picture now.
No, I can't.
This would be our golden age whorehouse right there. We have all our mature...
Okay, stop.
What? Stop what?
Just stay there.
Okay.
Not there.
I did not expect that. Okay, are you shooting now?
Yeah. Oh shit.
Okay.
All right.
Guys, tell me.
Yes.
Starts pissing. What the fuck? Okay. I'm trying to keep my serious here. Okay, keep a shot on me and stop walking towards me. Keep some distance, a wide shot, nice, you know what I'm saying? Do you see this beautiful building? BDO is now proud owners of a...
You can't see the building. Oh, yeah.
Golden-aged prostitute building. So, for any of your sexual needs for mature women and men... are available from this beautiful BDO building. We provide to you the best quality in prostitution, even when it comes to the mature needs. So your mature men and women are available here at very low cost of $299.99 for standard price. We don't charge any more for our mature ones. And you can pick, you just go inside, there's going to be a nurse, because they're mature, right? So they need a little help, and the nurse will show you your choices, and you will get to pick. That's it.
Alright. Can I take the night mode off?
Yeah,
it's making me dizzy.
It's fucking fucked up. It's off. Is it?
Yeah.
Yay!
I hear girls.
I hear girl. Shut up.
Munchies.
I got done, smoked that cigarette down, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we should have asked those fags for some fire.
Jeez. I ain't taking no fire from no fag.
Because you take fire from a fag, it's probably going to be something else.
Actually, you know, I slander a lot on faggots, but there's faggots and homosexuals.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's true. That's true.
The faggots are the homosexuals that go ahead and parade.
Yeah.
And assless chaps, tutus, and then the demand for respect.
I can smell your munchy breath from here.
And then the demand for respect. I mean, how the fuck do you expect to get respect acting like a clown?
I don't know, man. I don't think you do get respect from that type of thing.
Which I respect. You have jobs. They have, not jobs, they have careers.
Yeah.
Most homosexuals I know, which one of them is my lawyer.
There you go. Professional people.
They have jobs. They are really good at their job. They're fucking perfectionists.
They're not like oppressed immigrants.
No.
That's the problem. Some homosexuals behave like oppressed immigrants. And even oppressed immigrants shouldn't behave that way.
Another thing. Immigrants. They work fucking hard.
That is true. I agree. You know, most of them are really okay because they work hard. They got like three jobs.
They might receive welfare, but they're never on it more than 3 months. And that's a fact.
Yeah, but the locals that don't like immigrants like to highlight the fact that most of them have had to go on welfare, and that's because they arrive here and they have nothing. So if anything goes wrong, they need something.
But then you have families that are from here. I mean, born here.
And are on welfare all their lives.
Third generation.
Third generation welfare family. Yeah. That's the best. You gotta keep it in the family, boy. Now, Mr. Montoya, tell us about this beautiful wing here that has been named after you. The Nick Montoya wing of our mature prostitutes.
That's where I keep my mature, my ripe hoes.
That's the ripe hoes right there. The ones that have little wrinkles on their bodies. This guy's like doing a munchie ad here.
Those are good.
Yo, this is your whole living right there. I haven't touched it, man. I left it intact. Just like the way you left it.
I remember. I've been collected there in years.
Yeah, fuck, man. You think you should go collect in there, yo?
I heard some screaming. I think someone's getting fucked. I'm gonna wait till tomorrow.
I'm gonna come back tomorrow, get some money.
So this. That's $125 now.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Montoya, we need your portrait. Your encore portrait of the whole house, yo.
That's my whole house.
Your whole living?
My whole living. I haven't been there in years. These motherfuckers owe me money like you don't know.
Oh, shit, man.
Tomorrow's gonna be pelvis is broken.
Cause you haven't been around, but they supposed to keep the cash. What if they keep the cash? What if you show up there and they keep the cash all that long?
They know there's a room where they stack the boxes.
Yeah.
When I'm talking about it, by now it should be full.
Nice. Full of, almost full of spilling, maybe.
See, we say $125 an hour. But it is, really. It's $125 nut. That means F. John go ahead and bust his nut in about 30 seconds.
That's one nut.
$125.
Right. Yeah, right there. Then you gotta pay another one. They no fucking around with early nuts, you know what I'm saying?
We don't... I love minute guys. I love them. They make me a lot of money.
Minute guys.
Minute guys are the best.
Minute rice is good, but minute guys are best.
The best. Because then the hoe...
Wait, it's like this guy's got his kitchen in the middle of the street, and it's like there's a party going on all the way over there. I don't know what be going on, but you can hear the action.
Let me go get my bidding stick.
Oh, yeah, in the credits, the moment we want to highlight is Mr. Montoya eating munchies. Show us the deliciousness in this bag. Wow. Look at this. We're going to show you live. Nick Montoya grabbing into the bag live. This is live action. Wow. Wow. I can't believe I just caught this.
Live.
Live action.
Hey.
Shut up, ho. Oh no.
How about you go ahead and open the door?
Fuck you, you do it, bitch. How about you go ahead and open the door? There you go, he hit it, yo. You know that fucking bitch. You know that fucking lock. The thing doesn't always turn when you want it to.
The puzzle don't taste as good anymore.
Oh, that means we gotta do something. Reload. And you know what? When we come back inside, we're going back in the area.
Yeah.
VideoRadio.com.
Some fucked up shit, man.
Hello, and I'm your host, Dick Longfellow, and welcome to The Night Shift. And now it's really, really, really late at night. Late enough for our next segment. Now, I wonder where my co-host is, and... Oh, wait, hang on. The phone is ringing. Hello?
Hey, Dick, man, I'm in a club, and I'm totally wasted, man!
What do you mean, you're wasted?
Well, you told me to go in clubs, get totally wasted, and call people!
That's not what I said, you idiot. I said we would take calls from people who are coming back from a club totally wasted.
Well, look, man, I'm here. Look, I'll call my grandma, record it, and patch
it
through.
Do you think you can head back here and do the segment?
Well, wait, check it out. I'll talk to this chick first. Hey, baby, you wanna...
Oh, fucking asshole!
Okay, well, it looks like I'm gonna be doing this segment alone. We're gonna go to commercial now.
Man, stop the plane! Stop the... goddammit, the lanes guy can't hear me. This plane is dangerous, man. I gotta break the window so he can hear me, man. I'm gonna break this goddamn window. Lanes guy, there's exploding monkeys in this plane, man. I can't go to the bathroom. If I go to the bathroom, there's gonna be an exploding monkey killing me, man. This is really, really dangerous.
What are you doing? Are you crazy? You're not supposed to break the windows. We're going to have to take that plane in the hangar and fix it now. What are you talking about?
Man, exploding monkeys, dude. It's not cool. I'm scared, man. If I go to the bathroom, it's going to explode and I'm going to be covered in blood and probably injured from the flying bones.
Listen, we have better things to do than listen to stories about exploding monkeys. Are you absolutely crazy?
Man, I can't... Look, okay, I'm gonna jump out of the window!
Do not jump off that plane, you absolute moron! You're gonna go right through the engine! Stay there! And what the hell monkeys are you talking about? There aren't even any monkeys on the plane to begin with!
Monkeys, man! They're under the seats, they're in the ceiling, they're in the luggage compartments, they're everywhere! Man, don't you see them? You should be able to see them through the windows!
Well, sir, I think you're absolutely demented. Hey, are you a midget? You can't even reach the window.
Yes, man. Are you making fun of me because I'm a midget?
No! Actually, midgets creep me out anyway. You guys are all like adult looking with little tiny legs and bodies. Ew.
Man, so you are making fun of me, man. I'm gonna sue you and your goddamn exploding monkeys, man.
Excuse me, sir. Can you? What have you done to the window in this airplane?
Dude, haven't you noticed that there's fucking exploding monkeys on your aircraft? And we're like all going to die!
Sir, you know you're gonna have to pay for those damages, and we have to take this plane right back into the hangar.
That's good, man, because it's full of exploding monkeys. You're not listening to me, are you? This is really, it's the end of the world, man, because you're trying to go in your kitchen back there, and boom, monkey explosion, man.
Look, sir, I think you're gonna need some psychological help or something, so when we make it to the hangar, we will take you out of this aircraft and fly all these other kind people to their destination.
Man, people, no, man. Don't fly on this aircraft, man. It's got exploding monkey booby traps, man.
But, sir, if you would like to calm down, we could go, like, in the back and, you know?
Man, I'm a midget. I'm not a homosexual, man. And I'm telling you, they're exploding monkeys, man.
I like exploding monkeys. I like to take them and, like, you know.
Man, you're crazy, man. They're gonna explode and kill you, man.
No, it's not like that. They do explode, and it does make an awful mess. But what happens is I get, like, really good pleasure during the explosion. It's just, like, really amazing.
Man, you're, like, crazier than me, man, because I'm imagining exploding monkeys and fearing for my life. And you're believing them and having sex with them, man?
Listen, man, you wanna go in the kitchen and I'll close the curtains and you know what I'm saying?
Man, you're not listening to me! I'm a midget, not a homosexual! Man, it's like, what's wrong with you and all this gay talk, man?
Well, haven't you gathered so far, you know, like, that, gay, you know, and, like, I want a piece of your ass, your little midget ass.
Man, are you crazy, man? I'm not gonna give you a piece of this ass, man. And it's like, sir? Can you bring me a lot of napkins, please?
Hey, that ass of yours smells great. You want me to take you in the back and clean that up for you?
Man, no, man. Stay away from me, man. I'll clean this up myself.
It is my duty to bring you the best service possible, so I can just, like, do it, you know? I'm not gonna touch any naughty parts, don't worry.
Man, just already wiping it off is gonna be naughty enough, man. I told you I'm a midget, why do you keep thinking I'm homosexual, man?
Well, you know, we're gonna be cooped up in this little aircraft for a few hours if you stay in here. And I might, you know, if you come in the kitchen in the back with me, you know, I'm going to, like, let you stay aboard the aircraft even after breaking the window.
Man, you do that? Alright, well, let's go in the back. Hey, wait a minute, is this airplane taking off?
My god, they haven't even fixed the damage on the aircraft and they're, like, gonna fly? We're all gonna die.
Man, that's crazy, man!
I've always wanted to do one thing before dying and is face fuck somebody.
What are you doing, man?
BDO Radio, show number 20. I'm your host, Budweiser. Welcome. We're in this little inter-segment I add right before I go to song break. Now, if you're wondering what the hell it was you just heard, well, during the recording of this show, at some point, me and Nick Montoya ran out of cigarettes and decided to walk to the store and go buy some smokes. And in the process, I felt it would be a good idea to take the camera along with us. Now, the footage is nothing, like, really impressive. We've done much, much better on BDO television in the past. So I figured that, okay, I still might use the footage in a Budweiser's Word episode. But until then, I felt it would be a good idea to record the audio from this footage, which is the main highlight. I mean, in the footage, it's nighttime. You barely see anything. It's pretty much the conversations that are funny in the footage. That's the only reason why I wouldn't even put up this video. So I felt it would be a good idea to record the audio from this footage and insert it as the middle segment of this show. Now, this very little tiny segment I'm doing right now has been recorded
after we've made the first and the third segment, and even the second segment, so I know a little bit more of the direction I'm taking. In fact, I even know the song that's coming up after this little tiny segment. And after this song, you're going to have the third segment of the show, which is from the same recording session as the first and second segments. Now, the second segment, obviously, was all recorded on a digital camera. That's why it sounds a bit different. And a little note I want to make about the two other segments, segments number one and the final one, the one that's coming up, number four. The sound quality isn't too hot in them, and that's because I made a slight mistake during the recording. I set the wrong quality, and I figured, you know what, the content, the conversations are so good that I'm not going to scrap any of that stuff. It was actually still good to go on the air. I think listeners can work their way around the minimal decrease in quality and enjoy the conversations anyway. Look, it's Nick Montoya's first appearance in over a year, so I think people will really forgive the audio quality, but I still want to make a note of it just so people don't think I went ahead and did all this without noticing the mistake. I do know about it, but you know what, it's what we have to work with, and I hope you're still enjoying this pretty goddamn big show, you know what I'm saying? Now moving on, we're going on to the song now, so this is basically the show break. If you really need to pee, go do it. And when the song starts, well, leave your sound up though, because you're really gonna like this song. The name of the song is Anxiety, and it's from a band that was doing music for basically it was a cop versus mafia versus bikers TV series, a local TV series actually made for the province of Quebec, specifically for Francophone viewers. And there's a band doing all the music for that series, and there's one song called Anxiety that I think is really amazing. And now we're dealing with jazz fusion, so it's a really different style. It's not metal, it's not rock, it's not the usual kind of stuff I play at BDO Radio, so I think you're gonna enjoy this song. And in fact, I've used a lot of that band's music for the BDO television videos. In fact, it's a trademark I wanted to keep in 2004, where I wouldn't use any other music than theirs. It actually kept a consistency between the videos, and the music was really good, so did a great job for those videos. And I'm actually going to start doing that again very soon, as I've gotten more material of theirs. So this is pretty much some of the new stuff I got from them. This song is called Anxiety. Enjoy, and me and Nick Montoya will see you in the fourth segment. Thank you.
BDOradio.com.
Some fucked up shit, man.
Hello, I'm your host, Dick Longfellow, and welcome to The Night Shift. Now, listeners, it's late into the night, late enough to have our callers. I'm going to start taking some calls from all of you people listening to my show. Caller number one, you're on the air.
Are you talking to me, mister?
Yes, I am, ma'am. What's your name?
My name is Aunt Betty.
Now, Aunt Betty, what would you be calling about tonight?
Well, I've got to say, I'm 86 years old. I've been listening to your show for 5 years, and I think it's just wonderful.
Why, it's great to know that you love this show, and I hope you tune in every night.
Oh, I do, I do. I tune in every night, and I like to pleasure myself to the sound of your
okay,
voice.
Okay, I think we're going to go to our next caller. Caller number two, you're on the air.
Hey, man, thanks for having me on the air.
Hey, that's no problem. What's your name?
My name is Robert, and I think I'll just go ahead and cut right to the chase.
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, I also like to pleasure myself to the sound of your voice.
Okay, I think we're gonna go to our next caller. Caller number three, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Jennifer.
Jennifer, you sound pretty young, Jennifer. Isn't it way past your bedtime?
Yeah, I know I'm only 12 years old, but I like to listen to your voice and pleasure myself late at night.
Okay, I'm going to ask the producer something here. Can you completely cut that last call out? Is there enough delay? Because that's going to make me look real bad. I mean, that was a child, for Christ's sake. You can't cut it. Oh, crap.
Hello, sir, and welcome to the U.S. Employment Office. How may I help you today?
Man, I need a job because I need, like, money to buy...
Before you go on, I'll actually need your name here.
Okay.
Key it in the computer.
Okay, my name is Bob Smith, man.
Bob Smith, okay.
And the job I need to tell you about the job I need to get...
Wait a minute. Go ahead. Do tell me.
Okay, man. The job I want, it's, like, perfect, man. You can smoke joints and do crack all the time, man.
Look, if you're not going to be serious about this, there's people waiting in line here that have been waiting all day.
But, man...
would like to really get a job.
I'm serious.
What are you talking about here?
I'm serious. The job where you can smoke joints and do crack all the time, man. Just nonstop.
Either you think I'm a doorknob, or you're just really stupid.
No way,
man.
And
you don't understand the job you're describing.
I'm describing the job where you can get high and smoke crack all the time, man.
No.
Really
okay,
cool
the closest
job.
Name I can think of is joints and cracks.
Yeah,
not
man.
Joints and cracks.
No, but
it doesn't have to do with drugs nor marijuana joints. It has to do with drywall and tiling.
What do you mean, man? Talking about the stuff you roll and the rocks,
look,
man.
Okay,
you know,
look, who's the specialist here? I'm the specialist. I'm the employment specialist here, telling you that you're not making any sense.
Look, man, the joint and the crack,
drywall and tiling.
Not crackheads
and smoking joints. Look, there's other people who need to come in the line now and want to get a job. They need to work to make money.
Come on,
can you just please leave?
But dude, all I need is crack. They said I would have crack in this job.
Look,
joints and crack, man.
You don't get it, do you? You have to work hard in that job.
But why does it talk about joints, man?
The cement you have to put in between the tiles.
Okay, but what about the cracks, man?
The cracks in the wall, they have to be patched.
Man, I want crack now, man.
Security, can you just get this guy out of here?
No problem, right away.
Thank you. No,
okay, come this way. The doorway is this way. Get out of here, stupid moron.
Yo,
we're back.
Yeah.
So yeah, we filmed our...
adventure.
Yeah.
Adventure. To the depth.
And Budweiser is a little bit more of a wimp than I am. So he handed me the camera to film some ugly chicks.
You actually filmed them, like, head on?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. They saw you,
I don't
obviously.
Know. I don't think so.
No, because there's so much light in their glass reflects.
Yeah.
Oh. I
should have
done it myself.
Yeah, that's why you're a pussy.
Shut up.
Anyways. And then there was this bunch of chicken heads that we asked a light for, but he thought it'd be polite to shut the camera off. That's what I think about it.
Come on! What should I have done? Hand you the camera again so you just went up?
Oh,
they're
yeah.
not gonna give you a light, they're gonna walk away!
No,
we need a light, we need to smoke a cigarette for survival here.
Didn't though. What, do you think people are not gonna... Camera. No. Look at me.
The fuck?
If I wanna fucking film that, I filmed it.
True that.
Have I told you about the girl I fucked in Calgary on my way here?
Shoot.
I fucking picked up this girl at a bar the night before. I stayed over in Calgary for a night. And I go to this little bar, which I won't name.
You told me, but tell the listeners.
Anyways, I picked up this broad. She was with a friend and her boyfriend. And her friend and the girl's boyfriend both.
Hey, you know what? Wait, I gotta stop you right there. One story you can't tell from top to bottom is the road trip, yo. Have I started talking like a pimp? Because I've been covering whole houses on our street, yo.
Okay. It started in the city where I was. I won't name it.
But you know, for purposes where you don't want to be located and found and have people in your place wanting you to do a show in your kitchen.
That's right.
Keep going.
So I left the place where I was, which was in British Columbia, and I went to Banff. Well, at first I stopped over in this little town. I don't even remember the name. A little hick town on the side of the road. I went and got myself a room.
A.
Yeah, I know. I noticed. And I went, slept there, and then the next day I went to Banff. I stayed two nights in Banff. The first night I slept because I was pretty tired from the drive. The second night, though, I went all fucking out.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Triples were on special.
Oh, yeah.
I drank triple rum and coke.
I heard that.
All night.
You people gonna like that one.
Okay. I snorted probably about, and I don't do it often, only when I'm really, really drunk, which that was one of the nights. I must have drank like maybe a little bit more than 60 ounces of rum. I mean, I ordered double-fisted all night, triple rum and cokes. I must have snorted like a quarter ounce of coke, 7 grams. Oh yeah, but not honest. I mean, I
how much you have with you at the start?
When I left,
yeah. Fucking crazy bastard! I have way more than a.
I have a half ounce. I had a half ounce.
Oh, get it!
I had 14 ounces.
I can feel my nose having allergic
grams.
Reactions.
When I got to Montreal, I had a gram and a half left.
Oh God.
Anyways, that's another story for another time.
Yeah. That's another story for another time.
Anyways, I stopped in Banff, and that night, double-fisted, snorted a quarter gram, me and this chick I picked up at the bar. Fucked the shit out of her, and then left her at the motel room to deal with the fucking cleanup lady, I guess.
Oh!
Because I left that room in a fucking mess.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
F-L-O-V
style. We fucked in both beds. Okay, there's a two-bedroom. The dog was hiding in the washroom. Okay. My dog's well-trained. When I bring a girl home, he goes and...
hides.
Goes in another room. He knows what's going to happen. He's seen it once. He don't want to see it again. Okay, he knows. Anyways, I fucking... The next morning, I just pick up my shit and leave. To find out that I spent about $700 that night.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
On top of that quarter ounce of coke that I had.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so...
That's why,
That was about $1,000 night.
That's why your funds were pretty low when you got here.
Oh, yeah, I left with $4,500. Nice. Okay, I put 15 in the truck, so I had 13. I had three grand left.
Three grand left.
I had 3 grand left, so I fucking leave Banff, go to Calgary. I stayed one night in Calgary. I was, you know, hungover and my body needed more alcohol for some reason. So I go to this little bar by the hotel, about, let's say, 5 clicks away from the hotel room down the strip. I go down and fucking have a drink, and I see those two girls there, so I send the waitress to bring them 2 rum and cokes.
Nice. Rum and cokes.
Yeah, that's my drink. Rum and coke. Anyway, she brings them, and then the girls come over, and you know, they start talking to me and shit and blah blah. And then this girl's boyfriend shows up, and he's broke. Hoping to get it. I go outside to have, you know, to have a cigarette. And he's like, oh man, you know, bought my girlfriend a drink, blah blah blah. You know, well, you hooked me up, you know. So I'm like, give him $5. I'm like, go buy yourself a beer or something, or whatever. And then his girlfriend comes out, the girl that I plus French comes out. She's like, oh, can I have another drink? I'm like, well, I just gave your boyfriend $5. He wants to spend it on you.
Oh.
Hey, so she goes back in. Her friend comes out. He's like, you're a pretty sweet guy, blah, blah. I'm like, well, my hotel room not too far. I got a two-six over there.
Oh, shit.
So I bring him back to the room.
I got a two-six over there.
Bring him back to the room. Dog goes to the washroom. Dog knows. He just knows. Anyways, we started fucking. We drank. One thing led to another. And the fucking next morning, it's like, you're gonna bring me back to my house. And where's your house? It's like, oh, not far from the bar. That's 5 clicks away from the direction I have to go. So I'm like, yeah, no problem. So I take the truck, go to the McDonald's across the street, give her $4. I mean, you want to go grab his hamburgers?
No way, it didn't do that.
She walks into the door. The door didn't even have time to close completely. I was gone. I left her at McDonald's 5 clicks away from her house. Oh, well. Then I made my way to Edmonton. Went to Edmonton. Didn't have much to do there, so I went to the casino.
Oh, crap.
No, actually, no. That was pretty good. I went there. I left all my money. I brought $100 with me. Went to the casino. I played blackjack.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
I love blackjack.
That's my favorite.
I love.
Fucking love it, man.
Anyways, I'm not lucky all the time, but when I'm lucky, I'm fucking lucky.
Happened to me.
When I was in Vegas,
I was 19. I wasn't even able to gamble. I wore a suit all the time. I had like my beard non-cut. So I kept betting and I would win all the time. So that's how I made my expenses in Vegas the whole time.
Blackjack is a good game to win.
Yeah.
Anyways, I walked in there with $100. It was not my best day. I mean, the good part happened after. Anyways, I made about a $250 profit. So I walked out with $350.
Not bad.
Yeah. And the waitress at the casino, I kept buying drinks. I made more than that because I kept buying drinks. And anyways, I'm only in Edmonton for the night. What time are you off? She's like, well, I'm off in 15 minutes.
That was easy.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, well, you want to go have a bite to eat? I haven't ate yet. So we could go to the restaurant next door and we'll have a bite to eat. So we go to the steakhouse next door, bought her lunch, and she's like, okay, well, I'm just gonna go home, I'm gonna go change, and I'll give you a call. I gave her my room number. I didn't expect a call back. I'm like, whatever, the girl got a free meal, whatever, I had a good night. And 9 o'clock rolls, my phone rings, this bitch calls me. She's like, yeah, I wanna do something with you, blah blah blah. So be, I tell her. And I had a 2-6 in the room. Always. Every time I stopped in, I stopped at a liquor store.
That's a good move. But that's not a 2-6.
No, that's a 40.
That's a 40.
my last stop, but that's another time, another story.
Keep going in that story.
Yeah, anyways, I stop at the Edmonton, buy a 2-6, bring it to the room after the casino, because I figured I'd spending the night alone, so I'm like, whatever, I bought a 2-6 of rum and some coke and went to my room. And she calls me. I'm like, well, I didn't have a lot of plans to go out tonight, but if you want to join me, we could just chill. She's like, yeah, sure, a hoe. I mean, I'm a hoe if I know one. There's one. I'm like, sure. She's like, okay, well, I'll be there in a minute. I'm like, okay.
She was a prostitute.
No.
No?
No, a hoe, I mean a hoe.
Okay, I know. But I thought you were coming on to a prostitute from the beginning, though.
No.
The way things unfolded, the waitress at a casino.
No, she's a, she's a waitress at a casino. She works part-time. She goes to school. Well, so she says she goes to school.
Okay, yeah.
Whatever, she works part-time at a casino.
She goes to suck dick school for a
life. Whatever, she sucks a good dick.
Alright, there you go!
And, so she comes over, we have a few drinks, play some blackjack at the room.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we just had some fun. And, we start watching movies. And I don't remember what movie it was. It was one of those movies you rent in the hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, one thing led to another. It was just sucking my dick. Next thing I knew, I was fucking her.
There you go.
Next morning, that was a good one, because the next morning I woke up, she wasn't there. Nice little letter on the pillow. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I had a good night, but I had to go. I had to go to work.
You were serviced.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
And first thing I do when I get up, check my fucking wallet. It was still there. All my money was still there.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't usually do that. I usually get up before hoes. Like, I usually either don't sleep or... Because I don't want to get fucked like that.
Especially in the middle of the country like that.
So, anyways, I get up and I leave. And that's too bad because I don't remember her name.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, and after that it was pretty much... I didn't get...
Now, from there, what is there else?
After that I stopped.
There's Winnipeg. Did you stop in Winnipeg?
No, I did.
Nah?
No, I did Edmonton to Thunder Bay.
Holy shit, in one shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had a long way to go and you wasted a lot of time.
So
in
that night I just slept.
Yeah.
I didn't go
in out. BC and Alberta, you wasted a lot of time, yeah. So you guess you sped it up right there. That's a good move.
Yeah.
Saskatchewan probably gets real boring.
The whole prairie. Except Alberta?
Yeah.
Because Alberta, you got part Rocky.
Yeah, exactly.
But after that, it's just.
Oh, it's dead.
I was doing 140 on cruise control, rolling joints.
That's good. And 140 kilometers per hour. That's almost 100 miles an hour. God damn it. No, I saw a good one in Florida. In Florida, they really think they're good, though. They really think they're good. I'm gonna let you get back to your story, of course. Oh no, there's not much more left of this story.
That's what I got here.
That's
well, I bought the 40 for myself, actually.
Oh! Yeah. Then you were like, there's no bitch around. I get in the 40.
No, I stop at this little town called Kenora.
Yeah, yeah.
Which apparently in the summer, there's one weekend in the summer, which is...
Road trip time.
The bomb.
Yeah.
But anyway, I happened to fall there at the dead time.
Yeah.
So I stop at the liquor store and... they were out of 2.6.
Oh, so you had to go for
I went for a 40 because I don't drink anything but Bacardi rum.
Ah, there you go.
And I don't drink Limon anymore.
Because Limon was pretty much of an issue.
So good.
You thought I wouldn't see that.
So good.
You look like a gay guy who's like in need of sex eating chocolate. Oh my god, it's so good.
I haven't had pussy in 2 weeks.
It's so good. Oh my god.
Do you realize that? I haven't had pussy in 2 weeks.
2 weeks? You didn't have pussy in years in a row back then.
Back in the day, I was what? 17? 18.
Couple of years in a row when you were in Montreal.
Oh, no.
Last shot.
I had that little one that used to...
Yeah, okay, so was it 1 year and a half then?
Yeah. But now that I had it lots, like, I just need it more. It's like, it's an addiction.
Yes, it's a habit.
You start with a little dose. Once here, once there. Be content with that, you know, like, yeah. But then you start taking it a lot. And then you start liking it more and more.
You want to spread your semen in many ladies to procreate.
No. It's all condoms. I don't spread my semen nowhere but in the bottom of a fucking condom.
Yeah, I know, but that's your genetic predisposition.
I want to make babies.
Exactly.
But...
Oh, look, that lady have nice hips, perfect to pass baby through. Me, fuck.
What I was... Is it's not just like a drug, you know, and then you're looking for your next fix. Next thing you know, you can't drive it to a new fucking city without picking up a girl.
Except here.
Well, here, it's not that I can't, it's just that I've been busy.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's been more of a returning home than a let's find a chick to fuck.
Yeah. But now I'm starting to think that maybe I should get that... my shotgun unloaded before I hurt someone.
Nick, stay away from me.
Yeah.
And when I say,
it's just been too long, man!
It hasn't been that long.
Okay. Okay.
So, those shrooms are losing effect, I think.
What's fucked up is we had another dose barely moments.
I know, but they're not hidden.
Yeah.
Like, they're not there. Maybe we need more.
Maybe we need to negotiate with the bag. And it'll tell us what
you
to do.
You know what? Maybe you should take the powder in the bottom.
Oh, yuck. No way, man. That's green.
That's not green. That's
oh,
spores.
Hey, green. Holy shit.
That's spores, my friend.
Yeah, I don't want shrooms growing in me, man. I'm taking the top. Shit, man. The
Hooked
solid
it.
Shit, yo.
Hooked it.
Hooked it, yo.
Hooked it.
Hooked it. Okay. There we go. Take your foot off the shroom area.
Sorry. The shroom area is like an inch square.
It's not exactly.
It's a square inch. It's just like, that's all we need. This is the only part of my place that should be clean at all times.
Serve
mushrooms. My purpose in life is to find a nice 1-inch by 1-inch surface to serve my friend's mushroom on.
Yeah, one at a time. Yeah, put the grid out.
There you go.
See how little you take?
I have a big branch. Not that little.
I got like 5 little branches. Oh, now you're gonna steal from my stack.
Yeah, I ain't gonna steal.
Come on, more shrooms.
Oh no, not that much.
Pick from the pile. Take what you want.
Take from the pile.
That's what we're gonna start doing. Trust me, these shrooms have brought us CRX took from the pile. At some point, it was just like taking from the pile. Every time I use these shrooms throughout the summer, because I have such a large bag of them, it's like, take from the pile. Who wants shit-flavored sun chips?
Yes, me please.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Gotta love this show action. I think we should wrap it up soon, Nick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's for us.
Yeah, I think that's
it's
it.
It's our turn to sign off.
This was a great Oh, wait, Matt. Oh, yeah. America. Colorful.